News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. It's Matt Desch, and joining me on the phone with an update of what's happening in D.C. is Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Good morning, Senator Daines. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
So last week we heard the story of the Afghan parolee that was placed in Missoula by the State Department and was arrested and charged with felony sexual assault. What's the latest you've heard on the case?
Well, the fallout and the consequences from President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan continue, and what happened in Missoula is just another tragic example. And I support Governor Gianforte in calling on President Biden to stop all Afghan resettlements in Montana until we get clear answers. We've got to protect Montanans and keep Americans first as a highest priority. And I spent some time with our veterans in Missoula a couple of months ago, right after the withdrawal, and they were very clear. They want to see fully vetted Afghan allies who served shoulder to shoulder with our forces in Afghanistan, who were battling the Taliban with us. They want to see them protected from the Taliban and resettled in America as long as they're fully vetted. What happened in Missoula is they were not fully vetted, and as we've dug into this issue, there are tens of thousands of Afghan refugees that the Biden administration has no idea who they are. They were in a hurry to get people on those airplanes, and consequently, there were a lot of bad apples that got through.
Wow. So what can be done at the federal level to make sure the refugees brought to Montana will have a positive impact in our communities?
Right. Well, first and foremost, we've asked for a complete suspension of any more relocations until we get the facts of first what happened with that case in Missoula, and to ensure that these individuals, person by person, are fully vetted by Department of Defense. You know, our special forces and our troops in the field, they had extensive background understanding of who these individuals are, and they support bringing these heroes who risk their lives to protect our soldiers in Afghanistan. But until we have that absolutely 100% conclusive data and have them fully vetted, we want to see these resettlements stopped until we really understand who in the world is coming.
So Montana's redistricting commission has narrowed down the number of maps to just two for Montana's new congressional district for next year. The Democrats' map has a portion of Flathead County lumped in with eastern Montana and splits Kalispell from Whitefish. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. As a kid, I remember coming up to Whitefish when my Norwegian cousins built the Viking Lodge that eventually became the Whitefish Lodge there. But I have a lot of memories, and I can't think of a Montanan who would think that the Flathead is part of, quote, eastern Montana. And so I think we need to keep the Flathead intact, make it part of the western district, just like it was. You think about from 1920 to 1990, when we had two members in the House in Montana. We lost that in 1990. And then we had just what we call the at-large seat, one member of Congress for the entire state. Yep. But I remember as a kid growing up, we always had the west, and Flathead was part of the west. It needs to stay that way.
Yeah, and the map proposed by the Republicans mostly uses the Rocky Mountain front as a dividing line, and they gave the Democrats what they want, which is Bozeman in the Western District. Why aren't the Democrats supporting that map?
Well, I hope that we will let common sense and doing what's right for our state prevail versus trying to gerrymander it to provide advantage to the Democrats. When I was growing up, the line, Bozeman, the line was between Park County and Gallatin County, east and west, and I tell you what, that worked. That served us very well for 70 years. Fundamentally, that common sense kind of east-west divide. But I tell you, I've yet to meet a Montanan, perhaps other than maybe a few partisans in this redistricting commission, who would say that the Flathead or part of it should be in the eastern district of Montana. That just doesn't pass the sniff test for where most Montanans are.
No, it doesn't. And Senator, you recently reintroduced a bill to deny government pensions to child predators due to a former doctor in IHS that abused children in Browning and other places. How did that bill not pass the first time you introduced it?
Well, you really scratch your head to think you even have to work at all to get a bill like that passed. That ought to be just a slam dunk.
Yeah.
And for background there, the Indian Health Services, IHS, enabled this gentleman named Stanley Weber for years to collect his pension after he was convicted of sexually molesting children on the Blackfeet Reservation. And I have a wonderful relationship with the Blackfeet tribe, the tribal leaders, Chairman Davis. He's a dear friend. He's a good man. And they are solidly standing with me to protect their people.
Yeah.
And to have justice done here, and to think the taxpayers of Montana are paying his pension after he was convicted of molesting children is reprehensible. And that's why I've introduced this bill to fix what's a flawed system. And it's as simple as this. Child molesters should never receive a single penny of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you getting bipartisan support for the bill?
I do have bipartisan support, and we just need to work through sometimes the bureaucratic processes here in Washington, D.C. to get this on the president's desk and get it signed into law.
Has Senator John Tester offered his support yet?
Yeah, we've got the support of the delegation, both Republicans and Democrats, and we just need to push this thing across the finish line.
Yep. And then President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan, also known as the $3.5 trillion spending bill, is still being negotiated. Where does that bill currently stand?
Well, this is a Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden belt-busting spending extravaganza. It's totally irresponsible as we are looking at what's going on with inflation today in our economy to pour more borrowed money into this economy is irresponsible. To have what could be the largest spending bill in the history of America combined with the largest tax increase in the history of America at a time when inflation is starting to hit the pocketbooks of Montanans is completely irresponsible. And when you peel back the policies that are in this terrible piece of legislation, it's terrible. You think about that they're pushing this Green New Deal, which would put us where Europe is at right now. And if you're watching what's going on in Europe, they're having some difficulties basically supplying energy to the people of Europe because natural gas prices are up 500%, oil prices up nearly 100%, coal prices have nearly doubled. That's because you had politicians who gave in to these more radical Green New Deal activists, and they decommissioned the nuclear plant, they shut down coal-fired plants, and guess what? It's going to be a cold winter in Europe because they don't have enough energy. At the same time, they're being hit with really high energy prices. We can't let that happen to America. And these kind of terrible policies are also contained in this this terrible bill.
Yeah, and the Heritage Foundation says the bill contains a $200 million for a park and golf course in Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco. Why do Montana taxpayers have to pay for a park in San Francisco?
Listen, I wish that just one Senate Democrat could stand up and say this is complete nonsense and kill this thing. And they could, because we've got a 50-50 Senate right now in Washington. If just one Democrat senator would have the courage, and we're seeing some of that from Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Joe from West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema represents Arizona. But I'd like to see another Democrat senator stand up and have the courage to say this is not the right thing for Montana. It's never the right time to raise taxes like this and pour all this huge government spending into the economy. But particularly right now, when we've got such challenges with inflation and energy prices going up, why in the world do we want to do this? We should stop it. And I'm hoping that we'll have another Democrat senator have the courage to do that.
Yeah. All right, Senator Daines, thanks for joining me on the radio today. I appreciate your time.
Really glad to be with you. Thanks so much.